Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tomorrow on this show, it is a Patriots Friday on a Wednesday, and that means we will be joined by Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker, at 7:30 or so. As the Patriots get ready for a Thursday night test with the Aaron Rodgers-led New York Jets. So, Jelani Tavai on this show tomorrow. We will talk to Ty Law about last week and this week and everything NFL at 8:20 this morning because it is a Ty Tuesday. However, before we get to They Said It, my lead remains this morning, and I have bad news. It appears that the great remote work experiment of 2020 is over.
Oh.
Sorry, Courtney. Apologies to you and Scheim and the rest of the Zillennials out there who have enjoyed the last few years. But yesterday, in a memo, Amazon ordered their corporate employees to be in the office for a full 5 days a week going forward, ending their hybrid work week experiment. That means Amazon, biggest company in the world. Am I correct about that?
Yeah,
there's no bigger.
Yeah.
And it would appear that they have determined that working remotely, working from home is not getting the job done. And unfortunately, everybody will have to be in the office for a horrible 5 days a week. I don't know how people are going to cope with it.
Well, they should have seen that coming, because you look at Seaport and the two new massive office buildings they've put up.
Yeah.
They got to fill it somehow.
Yes, mm-hmm. They do.
But I would be interested to know, once that memo was sent, like how many employees leave.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you can find remote work no matter what now. That's just the way that life is going to be. But,
really?
Yeah.
So why do people always complain about, I can't get a job? Again, there's no jobs out there.
Well, I mean, you got have to be qualified for any of the work remote. They're still jobs.
All right.
But no, I mean, if you work for Amazon, you've got pretty good job security. So I wouldn't I wouldn't let go of it.
It is interesting, though, Greg. So the people out of college in the last 3 to 4 years, they began in the remote era. Won't it be very difficult to convince them of the importance? Like everybody now that's in their 30s and 40s and 50s that is commuting to Boston.
Yeah.
They, for their first 20 plus years in the workforce, went to the office.
Right.
But for people that never did, and I think, Courtney, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't most of the second, like college was remote for a long period of time, too.
A lot of those people.
So, I don't know.
They have not had to interact with others and collaborate. I mean, in an email, the CEO of Amazon, Andy Jassy, basically said that there is a need going forward that everybody who works at Amazon has a passion for deeply connected collaboration. And then he went on to say that you need to be joined at the hips with your teammates in order to solve problems and to be productive. So,
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too. Like, I've met some of my favorite, closest friends through work. Right. And I would have never had that experience if I left college and just sat in my apartment, you know, logging on and logging off. I also think, I'm sure it's scary for them to, you know, go into an office for the first time. But once you get used, like, you're gonna love that structure. And I think people need that structure. The more I think about it, I mean, work from home, I don't think you need to be there 5 days a week, maybe four, but I think having that...
You're already pushing back on it.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying having that relationship, that in-person relationship is important.
Right, but people will tell you now that they can get stuff accomplished when they work from home, so they don't need to be in the office, which is the biggest lie around. Like, when people are like, I'm probably more productive when you're at home. Stop lying.
But, the thing, though, Greg, if you really want to fix this, it's to figure out childcare. Because my guess is there's a lot of people that work from home that wouldn't have to work from home if it wasn't half their salary to get their kids taken
care of. We are going to work on that after we finish constructing the living green roofs.
I think that's a great way to order it. Perfect.
So children come second to a bunch of eggplants that are growing on top of a bus roof in Mattapan.
Oh, don't throw that out. That's rhubarb.
All right. Shine, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Pop Douglas. Pop Douglas seems a bit frustrated. This was him in a scrum by his locker talking about maybe not getting enough targets.
No targets, no catches. How challenging is that?
Yeah, very, very challenging, but, we're on to the next game.
Yeah, Gerard said that he wants to get you guys involved wide receiver. How does that happen in your mind?
You're going to see him practice.
Do you think there's anything you can do or the group can do to make, you know, things happen?
Just keep doing what we're doing.
Feel like you guys have been good-wise, route-wise and everything else?
Yeah, you pull up the film. You could tell. Things happen for a reason, and whenever, my time ready, I'm going to show them.
Well, you played the game.
Yep.
So you know this better than the rest of us. What happened Sunday with the wide receivers specifically? Is it more of an issue of Jacoby Brissett not seeing them, not being able to, when it comes to his reads, not getting to him, or not being able to throw the ball to him? I mean, what? Because the latter is more of an issue for me than the former.
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think all of those things are true. At times, he could get so locked in on just getting the ball out quickly because he could be concerned about the offensive line, or he wants to go to the safest throw, which could be the shorter throw.
Like the 5-yarder to, Hunter Henry.
Yeah, the stick route, which is called 5 yards, and turn right around. The tight end's the closest guy to him. Boom, he gets the ball to him because, he wants to be conservative. He maybe doesn't want to take a shot.
Like somebody in the Twitch chat says, here's the solution, Pop, get open. He was open.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like, Sean, you know better than I because you're the professor, but it looked like there were times that he was open.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact there were moments where Jalen Polk was absolutely open right. And wasn't getting the ball thrown to him. Like, I think the majority of that responsibility lies with the quarterback.
You know what I was thinking? I haven't seen a single rating for the first two games of the Patriots, and that's not a good sign because the team sends out press releases when they have great ratings. I wonder if Kraft's going to get involved because there's a Shaughnessy story today about the team's not exciting. We have the report from Steve Buckley about the wide swaths of empty seats. I wonder if week five is pushed not only for on the field, but for the buzz and for the offense that Drake May could lead as opposed to the one that Jacoby Brissett is.
Yeah.
Well, based on what Mayo said, that ain't happening because Kraft keeps his nose out of everything.
But that's not true. That's a polite thing to say.
It seems like from the outside that week five is most likely, right?
I mean, the
only way not is if somehow they win both of these games, which I don't think is going to happen.
Unfortunately, I don't. Yeah. I mean, although the 49ers are dealing with
they're beat up with
injury stuff, but I don't think you're...
The Brock Purdy for MVP crowd's gone pretty silent.
Oh, yeah. Can't you see last week?
Yikes. Oh, yeah. Got outplayed by Sam Darnold.
Right. Sam Darnold, Derek Carr, and Baker Mayfield have played the best of all of the quarterbacks in football the first 2 weeks. It's kind of wild.
All right, what's next, Sean?
So let's go to college football real quick. Because after Alabama's win over Wisconsin this weekend, player Jeremy Bernard said, and I quote, "We were ready to shut that weak-ass jump song down."
Yes.
In reference to Jump Around by House of Pain.
Jump Around.
Great song. Absolute banger.
Uh-huh.
That Wisconsin plays in between the third and fourth quarter. And apparently this offended some people. So Coach Kalen DeBoer came out and talked about Jeremy Bernard and his apology to the team. This is what Kalen DeBoer said.
Yeah, I didn't realize until yesterday, and actually Germ did come in and you know, he owned it. I didn't even bring it up to him. I didn't even know it happened until yesterday. Just, you know, he's a first-class guy, and, you know, the emotions and the excitement of the game and all that. Unfortunately, you sometimes say things you get asked to comment on, and he actually wanted to say something to the team. You know, just, we want to be first-class, and, you know, we slipped up a little bit there, and he addressed the team yesterday in our team meeting. And, you know, everyone knows who Germ is and respect the heck out of him, you know. So something like that is something, you know, there was a great atmosphere. I mean, really, you know, Wisconsin, the environment there was great. I think our guys enjoyed that transition there in between the third and the fourth quarter just as much as anyone. So, you know, nothing but respect for what the environment was and who they are as a program.
This is so dumb.
Why
should never have to apologize for this.
Right.
They won 42 to 10. Of course he's allowed to say, we wanted to shut that weak-ass music up.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, really? We've reached a point where he feels the need to apologize for going after fans on a stupid song that they play? Like, give me a break.
Wiggy, you can probably speak to this better than any of us, but isn't, like, going into an opponent's territory and just dominating them one of the best things? And you want to talk trash when you do it.
Yeah, because they're talking a lot of trash before the game starts, and, you know, they're yelling and screaming all types of things. So if you have the opportunity to shut them up. I remember when we went into Pittsburgh and did that in the AFC Championship game. It's a great feeling. You know, it's a great feeling to run around and go up to the fans and talk trash after you just whooped them on their home territory.
All right, what else, Shime?
I got another frustrated coach for you. This one made me laugh a lot. Will Levis, kind of an idiot, has made some mistakes for the Tennessee Titans this week in particular. Slid out of the pocket, was falling.
Will Levis is a smart guy. He went to a very prestigious school.
Yeah, puts mayo in his coffee. Threw a ball towards his running back, ended up being a fumble. Brian Callahan was not happy. You can see the video on Twitch that the in-game camera caught of Brian Callahan yelling at Will Levis. You can decide what he says, but it doesn't seem very appropriate for the air. This is what Brian Callahan said about Will Levis after all of this happened.
What'd you say to Will on the fumble?
I think the camera caught it pretty clear.
if I had to guess. So, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Have you ever heard a coach say to a guy, yeah, you're a grown-up, figure it out?
And that was two weeks in a row where he did that.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Will Levis is a guy who sat his rookie year.
Good call, Wiggy.
I mean, but what do I know?
Also, I think Brian Callahan might actually be a good coach, because even last week he said, you know what? If we had just punted every time on first down, we would have won the game, because Will Levis wouldn't have turned the ball over.
Right. He did that against Chicago, falling down and just throws it up in
Surrender
the air.
Surrender Cobering after throwing a pick six.
Are you guys surprised that Mac Jones hasn't been dealt to one of these teams yet?
No.
No.
I feel like
he stinks.
Okay, Will Levis stinks. A lot of people stink.
Yeah, but at least Will Levis is entertaining.
I don't think if you're a Titans fan, you find Will Levis entertaining.
It's fair. Everybody else does, though.
No. Okay. All right.
Miami won with Tyler Huntley over Mac Jones. So.
Also true.
Yeah, I think,
Snoop Huntley, baby.
Yeah, Mac is just
Maybe the Jaguars are saying he's unmovable.
Snoop Huntley and Mac Jones have the exact same amount of Pro Bowls.
And Curtis Schefter shut you down on the Brady to Miami thing yesterday.
Well, that's really Wiggy. He was the one who got my hopes up.
I mean, you know, I tried, Curtis.
You tried.
He did better, though.
Are you sure it was a report, though, or was it just commentary? Because Schefter gets very butthurt about that.
Better in week two, I saw a clip of him where they asked him about a receiver fell down, and would you throw the ball to him or go back to him?
Not today or whatever.
Yeah, he was like, no, not today, which is pretty cool. You know, you see he's getting a little comfortable.
Tom Brady will get better.
I hope so.
He's the man.
He had a year of work of just fake games.
Yeah, I think the man is he's great at everything he does.
How are you nervous, though? You're Tom Brady.
I don't think he was nervous. I just think it was different.
You think he's too – what do you think they tell him, like – because he should be looser, right? Are they telling him, like
– But, Wiggy, I don't know if this is you, maybe not, but, like, talking to you guys here – we're talking to thousands and thousands of people, but it feels like we're just talking. When you stand in front of a room and you speak, it's a much more I just find it to be much more difficult. And it's that doesn't make any sense, right? But it does. It's just sort of the way it is. And I feel like Brady, when you're in a huddle and you're in a controlled environment, you can master that. Whereas when you're in front of a TV, in front of a camera, you're nervous about how people will perceive you.
You know what I think is, and I saw this, and this could be reasoning on why Brady looks a little bit tight.
Gaunt.
Is there so many things he can't say because of his... Did you see that, Curtis? Because of him being like a...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Minority owner,
right?
He can't like criticize referees. There's like so many things he can't say, and you could tell that that really maybe affects how he speaks.
Yeah,
and I also think that the people around him were doing what they thought was best, but they were like, it was like a kid. They're like, "Oh, Tommy, you remember we talked in the meeting about the CeeDee Lamb play?" And it's like, just let him organically react to whatever's going
Be
on.
Be yourself,
right?
All right. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. It's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 8:20. Chime, couple text messages requesting the name of the Hootie song that we rejoined with at 6:20.
Yeah, that would be State Your Piece.
Fantastic song. My Hootie, request this morning.
Hootie has an excellent catalog.
Great catalog. So,
who's better, Hootie or Darius Rucker?
Hootie.
All right, asking the question.
To Darius's credit, does have a couple good solo country hits, but Hootie is better. Better catalog.
Okay.
Shime, who's better, Bryce Young or Mac Jones?
I honestly, Curtis, do you want my honest answer? I think it's Mac Jones.
Wow. That hurts you to say that.
No, it really doesn't. They both suck bad.
Who's better, Andy Dalton or Mac Jones?
Andy Dalton.
Oh, God.
Red Rival. Mark my words, Carolina's going to be competitive this week. I don't know that they'll win, but they'll be competitive.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Eagles fall to the Falcons in Monday Night Football, the game ending 22-21 thanks to an interception off Jalen Hurts on Philly's final drive. Elsewhere in the league, the Carolina Panthers have benched Bryce Young after an 0-2 start. And here at home, Juwan Bentley's injury much worse than we originally thought. He suffered a torn pectoral in the Pats' Sunday loss to the Seahawks. According to Ian Rappaport, he is out for the season. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. 6:50 first pitch against the Rays with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Stiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And Major League Baseball is looking into Alex Cora's comments, suggesting the Red Sox threw at Aaron Judge on purpose. The league was reviewing the situation with no decision reached as of last night. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 56 degrees in Boston, partly cloudy skies, cloudy this afternoon, highs in the low 80s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.